I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk about the life and death importance of staying focused. I learned a really sad statistic recently. Sea turtles. Oh, everybody loves sea turtles. They're so cute. Think of a little baby sea turtle. Only about 1 in 1,000 of them get to the ocean and survive. And the way they get to the ocean is by following the light of the moon reflected on the water. That's what they're biologically hardwired to do. And for those who survive, they'll live to be 50 to 100 years. But millions have died because they started to go in the wrong direction because of light pollution. So there's been, you know, great initiatives recently for everybody who lives on a beach to turn all the lights off, the businesses to turn the lights off. But here's the thing. They're focused on the wrong light, and it leads them to death. And there's way more lights that distract than the one light they're supposed to swim toward. And isn't this the case in our lives, in our spiritual lives?
And there's only one thing we really need, and that's the light of God, which is the moon in this analogy. And we need to have that as our focus. Now, where the analogy breaks down is there's other things in the world that we do need to be involved in, and good things. But if we're not first primarily focused on the one priority, which is the moon, which is God, then all those other lights become a really bad thing. And we see this in life in general, like even in our businesses, in our families. If we're not focused on something that matters most, but we try to have too many other things, we lose the one thing that matters most.
C.S. Lewis said, keep first things first, you get second things thrown in. Put second things first, lose both first and second things.
Right.
You kind of lose everything when the lesser important things, the lesser lights, become the guiding force in your life. I mean, even within your own marriage, it's like, if I don't keep God first, my marriage starts to crumble. If I put my wife before God, my kids before God, your business is a great and beautiful thing. But if you put that before God, and you put that before your family, if those priorities get out of whack, you start going in the wrong direction. And it's not just distraction, it's deadly.
I once realized just recently that I want so much to give my wife and my kids the best. And I want them to know God. And I was thinking, how do I do that? What do I sign them up for stuff? Do I send them books? And I realized if I live my life and they know that He is the most important thing to me, that's the best gift I can give them. If I focus on the moon and swim in that direction, they will probably be more likely to swim after me. And so rather than trying to have a trick to get them to see that, I just have to keep myself focused as well.
Keep first things first.
That's right. So let's pray. God, help us. As simple as this sounds, Lord, help us to focus on You all the time, and everything else, let that be in the context of You, so that others may see that and pursue You as well. We thank You for giving us this insight, and we pray this for all of our listeners through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.